Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Rant Line time. Don't forget, Tom Scott joins us at 5:40. Right now, it's a mix of Rant Line and real-time live calls. Start with a Rant Line call.
Hi, Todd. It's Ray from Bristol. I don't have time to call during the day. I'm a truck driver. Just wanted to pass a theory.
You see that? That's one of the uses of the Rant Line. You don't have time during the day.
With you. All these athletes that play in sporting events are physically fit. Mm-hmm. And my thought is they should allow them to get the COVID.
Allow them to get the disease, I think he's saying.
Get cured. Mm-hmm. And then go on, play their game normally. That way they won't have to deal with the COVID. So, yeah.
I wonder if we even have the ability. Sorry, there's so much wind that I can't leave your call on the air, Ray, but it's good to hear from you. And I'm sorry, I love hearing from truck drivers, so I'm sorry you can't call live, but happy that you're making use of the Rant Line. I think that we lack in the culture right now, it's so prioritized that politicians pretend to be loving and caring, which obviously they have not one hair of those qualities in their bodies. They are so ruthlessly in pursuit of power. I have trouble seeing it. Let me put it that way. It may exist somewhere in their souls, but it's been well hidden. I think we lack the fortitude right now to actually be able to say to people, you know, crack down. Let's beat this virus by standing up to it. Those who are young and strong, let it flow through you. Let the resistances in the culture build up. That might be a good thing. Dan calling from Stanford. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing? Dan from Stanford. And I wanted to touch base on the I just wanted to address the subservience of state government to our public sector union.
Okay.
And, I mean, how much more overregulated and overtaxed should we be before saying enough is enough? My name's Dan Myman. I'm from Stanford, Connecticut, and I'm running against rookie incumbent State Rep Matt Blumenthal for the 147th District encompassing Stanford and Darien. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm against government spending and forced redistribution, and the incumbent is against the Second Amendment and supports governmental propaganda and education. So we need to elect capable Republicans this November. It'll bring about a fundamental solution to all of our problems. Redistribution.
Well, Dan, listen, you're already off to a great start. That's a great pitch, and I don't want you to have to do it crammed in here at a busy moment in the show. So let's make a date for you to come on, and we'll have a little. We'll stretch out the conversation a little bit, okay?
Oh, brilliant! I'll send that over. It's been a great show. I'll get in touch with your guys there.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd.
Yes.
It's Dan from Rocky Hill.
Yeah.
President Trump is going to crush Joseph Biden, Sleepy Joe. We're going to keep the Senate, add seats to the Senate, and we're going to sweep the House. We're going to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. And we win. America wins. Yeah, baby.
I've never heard Dan in such a good mood. I think that's his first time on the rant line, and maybe just likes it better. He was happy today. And I like his exuberance and his excitement and his sense of optimism about the party of Republican form of government, the party of liberty, the party of small government. Even though it loses its way, when you compare it to the party of socialism, communism, and crushing big government, there is just, and by the way, hateful towards minorities and the poor. I think Republicans look really good by comparison. 860-522-9842. Michael Leibowitz, a regular on the show. He's a prisoner in the state system, 23 years. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Todd.
What's the matter? You sound depressed. What happened?
Well, been in prison for 23 years. There's no air conditioning. It's very hot. And
but
loud.
This is one of the things that's amazing about you, Leibowitz, is normally, despite that small part of your bio that could stand in the way of your day-to-day happiness, you usually jump out of the gate when I introduce you with exuberance and excitement.
Well, I thought you were going to ask, you know, what do I want to talk about, something along those lines, and I do have something I want to talk about. Today is one of my favorite holidays.
Wait, before you introduce it, let me just do this weather report. Sorry to do this to you, but this will give you a smoother shot at it. All right, Michael, go ahead and make your point.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, I think that the French Revolution can serve as both a cautionary tale for us and a beacon of hope. At the beginning of the French Revolution, it was what's called the liberal phase, which is what you mentioned earlier, that liberal actually means for liberty. And for the first couple years, that's what they were fighting for, was for liberty. But then the radicals stepped in, and they wanted to establish equality. And that's when heads started rolling, and people started dying. A lot of bloodshed, and they ultimately tried.
All right, why? Just tell me, Michael, why are we talking about the French Revolution today?
Because of Bastille Day. Today is Bastille Day.
And what is Bastille Day?
Oh, okay. So Bastille Day it commemorates the anniversary of the storming of the French Bastille in 1789. The Bastille was essentially a prison. It was an ancient symbol of oppression in France. And the citizenry who were fed up with oppression stormed it and liberated only a few prisoners that were there, but it was nonetheless a great symbolic victory.
And this was the kickoff to the French Revolution?
It wasn't the kickoff, but it was one of the first really, really big movements.
Okay.
Moments, I'm sorry.
And you love this day, apparently. Why do you celebrate Bastille Day?
Because it was when a bunch of citizens rose up against oppression, a system that they, you know, the citizenry ultimately didn't trust the institutions of the country anymore. They didn't trust the monarchy, they didn't trust the aristocracy, and they didn't trust the nobility. They felt that they, you know, they were being left behind, they weren't being served by their country or their government, and they rose up. And like I said, it was first based on ideas of liberty, and then later they wanted equality, they wanted equality of outcome. And that's when things started to go downhill. There's a great British writer, Lord Acton, who actually said about it, the finest opportunity ever given to the world was thrown away because the passion for equality maintained the hope for freedom. And I think that we can see parallels with that in America today. I think there's other parallels as well, where people in America are losing confidence in their institutions, in their government, mm-hmm. in the media, in the police. I mean, just recently you can see, you know, the unequal systems of justice where some people are treated one way and others are treated another. I mean, you have Roger Stone was granted clemency. Michael Flynn had the attorney general step in for him. This police chief in Hartford crashes his car. He's reported as a drunk driver and nothing happens to him. Meanwhile, you have many people in prison for shoplifting and selling drugs or possession of drugs. And it's just, you know, when laws are not distributed equally, people get tired of it.
Yes, power must be exercised with integrity and fairness, and people are catching on that that's not happening right now. And what's weird is that there's this movement on the left that says, let's give that government that we view as being a failure and corrupt, let's give it more power, let's give it all the power. And that's where it gets confusing to me. Why would you walk away from a liberty-based system that says let power be in the hands of the people and turn it over to the corrupt?
It's not a very good idea. And there's another aspect of the French Revolution, Todd, that applies today, in that you had people that wanted change, and you had people that pushed back strongly against any change, and then you had the extremists who wanted to change everything and basically wanted to wipe out entirely French culture and history. And I think you see that today, where it's a great moment and opportunity for us to address a lot of problems on race relations, on the economy. And I think that some of those statues, as I've told you before, for instance, should come down. But when people start deciding to rip down every statue and to try to, what'd you call it? You had a word for it earlier, culture something. Destroy
culture. I forget.
What was your word?
I don't recall. I'm sorry. The words just come out of my mouth.
Yeah, but it was very good anyways. And it was just about people that want to just completely destroy the history of this country and the culture. And if you go that far, you end up with what they had in the French Revolution, which was a lot of people got guillotined. So I think that we're on strong footing if we recognize the moment that we're in, where people distrust the institutions, and then we try to pursue liberty. If we go beyond liberty, that's where we're going to end up in problems.
Michael Leibowitz, thank you, sir. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a good day.
Okay, talk to you soon. That's Leibowitz. Even during rant line calls, I like to hear from him. 860-522-9842.
Yes, I believe that President Trump will win the election, and I believe that we'll keep the Senate and we'll take the House. I think that people are absolutely sick of what the Democrats, or whatever you want to call them, are doing to this country. And I think that we're finally waking up. So sorry that I'm a little hesitant as I talk, because I'm trying to think about what to say. But yes, I believe that the president will win and we're going to defeat the devil. Thanks.
Wow. All right. There's some strong emotion there. You never have to worry about feeling a little nervous calling in, self-conscious about it. Just do the best you can. It's fine. The rant line number, 751-4698. We love hearing from you any time at all.
Has anyone ever noticed that when bills come out of Congress, D.C., or state, the bills have beautiful names?
Yes.
Who could ever vote against a bill with a beautiful name?
No, it's true. They use these flowery names and one-sided names, like the legislation to turn America into a socialist country. If there were one piece of legislation, it would be called Movement for a Freer America, because they're not just they would. It's not just about having a prettier name. It's also about deceiving people about what the intent of the measure is.
Many in Congress or state do not read the bill because of the beautiful name.
Well, no, they don't read it because it's too long to read, and they don't understand what it says anyway. And it's basically, they assemble bills now by them being pushed in by special interest groups who have leverage. So even if the particular legislator doesn't like the bill that's in front of him, he generally goes along with his own party and votes for it, because that's where the pressure is. And that is one of our problems as well, no question.
Who could ever vote against a bill with a beautiful name?
Well, I think certainly I could do it if I were an elected official. I think, although I have made the sacrifices necessary to become an elected official.
The Beautiful Wildflowers Act.
All right, that's a good example of it. John went on for a while here.
Hi, Todd. My name is Kevin, first-time caller. I had to stop listening to the governor's press conference just to call. It was painful listening to these professionals using words like, you know what I mean? I had to call. It's so annoying. Just had to say that. Thank you.
Well, thank
professionals.
You.
Professionals. Jeez.
That was after the governor's press conference yesterday. Kevin called last night. Thank you for that, Kevin. First-time callers. We celebrate those for sure. Chris, what's on your mind, sir? Chris. All right, never mind, Chris. He lost his mind, I think.
This is Moira from Burlington.
Moira. Moira, I love that name. Thank you for the call.
Burlington. And I am calling because I just listened to the woman calling you and complaining about such a hard time she had trying to make a complaint about the woman behind the counter at the package store in Berlin, and she wasn't, oh no, wearing a mask. What about, it doesn't say anything in the Constitution that that woman should be wearing a mask, or any one of us should. What about that?
Wow. That's right. Fight for constitutional values. I love you standing up for the Constitution. The Constitution says the government is supposed to protect us from the government because the most dangerous force in our lives is the government. That's what was so brilliant about our founders. What a revelatory idea that was. And there has never been a time in my lifetime when the government has better demonstrated the force of evil that it has become in our country and that it must be curbed, that we must find a way to return ourselves to constitutional values, not run away from them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.